Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory.
When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know.
You favored me.
Because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't try over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love
is kind.
Love
is felt
most
when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," 1 Timothy 5:3. The next chapter was created to help women recover from the loss of that special someone, their husband. Widows have no special identity. You may be young, old, poor, or wealthy, with or without children. Your loss could have been sudden and unexpected. While there are many diverse situations, the common link is the marital relationship that was created regardless of the years. The emotional distress can be overwhelming when someone you have shared secrets with, made love with, laughed with, been angry with, and a host of other scenarios passes, that person is missed. There is an emptiness that no one can fill. Who understands? Who can I talk to? Who can help me with all the details? How do I cope? These challenges give birth to the next chapter. It is time to turn to the next chapter in your life. We are here to help you do just that. God is the giver of life. He also is the one who takes it. With the spiritual insight and personal experience of our facilitators, feel assured that you are not alone. The next chapter shows you love through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. recovering from your loss. Your world may have been shattered when your husband, the one you have loved, died. It is possible to gain joy again. You can recover from that loss. Every challenge brings an opportunity for greater self-improvement. You can expect good to come out of this situation. Allow us to share your grief and help you through this difficult times because we care and understand. Some of the quotes and things that people say sometimes is very hurtful. And I'm going to read some of these quotes. It bothers me when people tell me how strong I am. I am just trying to make it through the day, not prove anything. It is hard seeing couples together. I remember when my husband and I used to spend time together. It is difficult to go out with other couples. Even when it's my sister or her husband, they are always an odd number. It has been a year, and people expect that I should just be over him, but I still have moments when I cry. I wonder sometimes when if I will ever feel good on the inside again. Oh, I miss him so much. Sometimes I just don't want to be alone, especially right now. These are all of the things that we sometimes feel. But God will be the comforter for you. Just wanted to read and talk about what our ministry is all about, helping you through those moments and those times when you can't seem to get through. And I hope that everybody's doing okay tonight. But I want to get from those feelings and pretty much focus on what God has for us to do. There is a gift and there's a purpose for each one of us. And sometimes we do not know our purpose, and sometimes we do, and sometimes we hinder. But the topic tonight is to let you know that don't jump ship. Reading from 1 Corinthians 4:1, let a man so account of us as of the ministry of Christ and storage of the mystery of God. 1 Corinthians 4:1. When you are serving faithfully and trying to be obedient to what God has asked you to do, the devil hates it. He'll do everything he can to discourage you to stop. Often, he attacks your mind. Why are you doing this? No one appreciates you anyway. Here you are, working, striving, sweating, while other people are having a good time. If no one else cares, why should you care? Come on, you've done enough. Yes, the devil will discourage us to do God's will. He will put doubt in our mind, all different type of excuses to stop you from doing God's will. So all I can say to you tonight is to keep rowing that boat and don't jump ship. If you have been allowed to see the vision and what God has you to do, don't be discouraged. He'll help you get through that situation and give you insight in what he wants you to do. You must know that as you seek to do God's will for your life, you have to take on all kinds of assaults and challenges that accompanies your obedience. Let me warn you, there will be times when your flesh tries to find a way to jump ship and get out from underneath that pressure of obeying God. Your flesh would love to be led somewhere else where faith isn't required and the crucifixion of flesh doesn't seem so necessary. So you see, it is easy to start obeying God, but that's when the devil comes. He will discourage you in trying to stick with what God has for you to do, with the project that he's given you to do. The real tests come when the excitement, when you start the project and the excitement is gone and the reality of hard work and commitment begin to dawn on you. Now, one thing, it doesn't come easy. It is work. Whatever he has for you to do, it is work. But it is excitement because you see what he has for you to do, and it becomes very exciting. That always the golden moment when the flesh is tempted to forget you ever heard from God and to start looking for a way out. And we do that all the time, trying to find a way out of whatever God has for you to do. If you are not really committed to go all the way in fulfilling your God-given task, you probably won't do it. Therefore, you must be absolutely committed to do what God has called you to do. And let me believe you, everyone has some type of gift or calling, a purpose in life. And if you know what your purpose is, don't hesitate and don't do it, because I know my purpose now, and I get pleasure of helping others. You will get pleasure in it because it will help you to do what God has for you to do. Therefore, I say, you must be absolutely committed to do God's will, that what he has called you to do. Chaining yourself to the decision to obey so you cannot flee in hard times. If God has called you, don't jump ship. He needs you in the bottom of the boat in order to keep that the body of Christ moving forward towards maturity. You are important in doing that. I am sure that there are times when you get tired of rowing the boat. I'm giving an example of rowing the boat. If this is a big ship, we need each person, God needs each person to be able to help get that ship to continue to move. Even though that you might get tired, don't jump ship. But sometimes I know we do get tired of things that we are committed to do, and we want to jump ship and get off of it. This probably would have been on your mind. But if you are the engine of the ship, if you get off the ship, the boat will start moving. And if you are going to jump ship, then the boat will not go anywhere. It needs each person to do its job. Each one of us has a commitment and a duty in what God wants us to do. And just like we all are there to row that boat, you know, if you just imagine yourself, those old boats, ships, where there are those oars that you hold, and each one of you are pushing that oar each one of you, it's going to take each one of you to get that ship to continue to move. And when one person or another person stops, the boat is not going to go anywhere. So it needs each one of you to do its work. So God is telling you, don't jump ship. There were always probably times when men that in the bottom of the ship, like, well, given your example, you, no one appreciate. And also when we are doing God's will, we started getting doubts saying that no one appreciate what I'm doing. So why should I do it? You need someone to thank you and tell you, oh, you've done a great job. Sometimes, yes, we do need a little bit of motivation to continue to get things done. And you will feel those. God will help you to feel appreciated while he's doing your will. You'll get some sort of recognition, but don't focus on just getting that. You will get the fulfillment of doing it if you become committed. If the boat is going to move, we must move, row the boat. That is hard reality of life for all of us as servants of God. Yes, it would be nice to just hear thank you from time to time, and that's what we all need sometimes. We need encouragement. But lack of appreciation must not affect our determination to row our boat and do what God has called us to do. So when you say yes to the will of God, you surrender to him, agreeing to pick up the row he has placed before you. For you, that O may be a ministry that God has given you, or a position serving in a local church, or a certain business. Perhaps God has instructed you to give money regularly to a ministry. Whatever responsibility God has set before you, it's time for you to grab hold of that oar. That's the under rower who rows in order to move that big ship. You must begin to a lifelong opportunity of rowing to advance the cause God has put in your heart. From now on, your lifelong slogan need to be row, row, row your boat. So I am saying to you tonight, don't jump ship. Sometimes we get very discouraged and don't want to do God's will. But I am here to tell you, he will give you that encouragement and fulfillment that you need to do each one of those tasks that he has for you to do. When I first, Sheila and I talked about putting this ministry together, it took a lot of hard work in trying to find ways that we could accomplish the goals that God had for us to do, to put together this ministry to help others. But what helped me most of all is when, during my loss, how God just kept putting people and things in my way, helped me to get through each and every day with my children, just making, supplying my needs. There was never a moment he promised me he will never leave me or forsake me. And he showed that to me each step of the way. And the things that he did inspired me to do more for him and others, because I wanted to give back I wanted to show him love. And my way of showing love back to him is to to show someone else what he has done for me. And that's what if you don't think that you have a purpose or gift, if you have gotten through months, years, and getting through your loss, take on this by helping someone else to get through those days and those weeks and those months and those years. Because just like you have made it through those times, they need help getting through that as well. And it is a fulfillment to know that you can help that person heal and feel alive and worth living again. So always look back and grab hold of someone else's hand and take him, help them to row that boat, because it needs a team to get that boat, that ship to continue to move. Reach out and help someone else to get through what they're going through, even if it's not a loss of someone, whatever they may be going through, because there's so many things that are going on in the world, sickness, job loss, divorces, whatever. And we need each other. And God is letting us know he needs a team to get that ship to keep moving. So when you get through it, then you're going to help someone else get through it. Then that person's going to get someone else to help someone else to get through it. Just keep reaching back and helping someone else. Because if you don't know your purpose, that could be your purpose, just encouraging someone. And just ask God, pray and ask God what your purpose is. But if even if you think that you can't seem to find what your purpose is, just help someone. Helping someone is a purpose. Just don't jump ship. We need each one of you to row that boat in order to get it where God wants us to be. I would like to say a prayer, but first I wanted, before praying, I have some reading from my spiritual refreshment. Commitment. Your heart must be fully committed to the Lord, our God, to live by his decree and obey his commands at this time. 1 Kings 8:61. Many women have issues with commitment. Their fears of failure causes them to drift in and out of relationship, jobs, and obligation without ever really settling anywhere. Committing your life first to God will help your commitment later to others. Give him your love, your life, your heart, and ask him to help you walk out your commitment one day at a time. Everything else will follow. Another reading says, commit everything you do to the Lord. That's Psalms 37:5. Some women can't commit while others overcommit. Even when your intentions are good, you can bring down your whole house of cards by trying to juggle so many things: family, social events, work, spiritual time. Soon you find yourself with no personal time, becoming more stressed by the moment. Ask God to help you balance your commitments in a way that is healthy for you. Then you will be free to meet your commitments head on and accomplish them with excellence. Well, the first reading was first to commit to God first. The next one was not to overcommit. Because when you overcommit, sometimes you get tired and weary, and you don't see your way through. So just make sure that when you commit to God and doing your purpose, don't overcommit. And my prayer from jumping the ship, Lord, help me today to keep a right perspective. Excuse me. Of what? Okay, Lord, help me today to keep a right perspective of what you have called me to do. When I get tired and the devil tries to convict me to quit, please help me to remember that everyone stop rowing the boat, it won't go anywhere. Even if no one else notices what I'm doing, I know that you see every move I make. So whatever I do, Lord, I do it for you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I see where someone wants to say something. Want to come on the air? Just one second. Just a moment. You're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Mary.
Hi,
this is Mandy. Yes, this is Mandy, and I am enjoying your subject tonight, being committed. That is so important, and I receive that so well. And you are so right. Once we make it over, where we can be able to go on our own with our loved one being gone, it is our duty to help others to make it over. I have this little short poem about roads to success, and if I have a moment, can I do that?
Yes, you can. We have 3 minutes on air, so go ahead.
Okay. The road to success is not straight. There's a curve called failure. There's a loop called confusion. Speed bumps called friends. Red lights called enemies. Caution lights called family. You will have a flat called jobs, but if you have a spare called determination, an engine called perseverance, insurance called faith, and a driver called Jesus, you will make it to that place called success. So if we continue to help each other and pray for each other, we all, keeping Jesus first in our lives, will be successful at this job that God has placed on our hearts. Amen.
Well, thank you, Miss Mandy, for that poem. That was right on time. Yes, we do need to be committed to God's will. Life
yes,
is
Lord.
Short, and we need to reach out for others. And I thank you so much for reading that poem, because that was, we only have 90 seconds left. Just want to end with that poem. Just be focused and just think about the things that I have said as far as don't jump ship, be committed. Pray now and ask God if you don't know your purpose and ask him what he wants you to do, because your life can be so fulfilled, because mine is. I enjoy helping others, and I know that's my purpose. So I just thank you all out there for tuning in. Continue to tune in each week, Tuesday, from 11 to 11:30. We have one other thing. I want to make an announcement. We are getting together. We're going to a play at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church on November 13 at 5 o'clock. The tickets are $10. It's going to be a great play. It's called Festival of Plays by Dr. Joyce Miller. She's she does great plays. She's put on several plays at the church each week, and I'm just I hope that you could be a part of that. So give me a call at 770 981 9118, and let me know if you want to be a part of that get-together. We try to do something each month, and that's what we're going to do. One of the things that we're going to be doing for the month of November, I will also announce other things at our next show, what we're going to be doing, but that's one thing that we're going to be doing on the 13th, is going to a play together. But just hope that all is well. If not, just knowing that God is there with you, be encouraged, don't jump ship, and just be committed in doing God's will. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday, same time, same place, and be blessed.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and its strength misused. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know, you favored me, because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it.
But I can't help
but to give God glory today.
When I think about all I've been through,
that I still came out on the winning side.
I don't know about you, but I know
that he favored me.
Because my enemies,
they did try.
Sing it, y'all.
But they couldn't triumph over me.
Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But God favored me.
My character.